Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
So I'm really glad you guys came. it really is different when you speak and there are people in the audience, because you get that nonverbal communication back and forth. It's a whole lot better than just speaking into a phone. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate the opportunity that Pastor Steve has given us to meet in person, and we'll do everything we can to play by the rules and be safe. Amen. I was trying to think of something funny that's happened at work, and really there's nothing funny that's happened at work. So I did get an honor at work. Every year we have awards, banquets and stuff like that. Well, we don't do the banquets. We just all get together. Well, I won the award of for the director's award this year for the fire department, and that just means that the fire chief and the deputy fire chief, I know the process, so I understand what it does is they have a list of names, and they look and they say, okay, they talk about people and whose turn is it? Yeah. And I guess this year it was my turn, so I do appreciate that. That means a lot. I do get a lot of ribbing at work, you know, if I do mess up. Oh, well, that's the director's award right there, guys. You know, that's you do that, you get the director's award. So guys give me a hard time about it, but that's all right. I'm big enough to take it from them. When I was thinking about what to speak about today, there were a couple of things that were going through my mind, and then all of a sudden my direction kind of changed. And when I was talking with Kenny before the service with my PowerPoint and my title on my paper here, it was two different names, but they both had sing or make joyful noise unto the Lord in it. So we're all going to be on the same page about singing and music today. Psalms 40:3 says, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our Lord. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. He put a new song in my mouth. And that's my question right off the bat is, do you have a song unto the Lord? Do you have a song that is yours? I know that sometimes I'll be singing older hymns, because that's really mostly what I know. But those words, some songs mean more than others, others. But I can make those my song, right? So I guess the question is, what kind of song has the Lord put on your heart? And when I was preparing for the sermon, many of you know the show Hee Haw. The old song that says, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Say it with me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. It's kind of sad to think that there are Christians out there today that are singing that same song. They may not sing it word for word like it's written here, but when you look at their life and the way they live and the words they say, they're living this gloom, despair, and agony on me. I remember back in the day, we used to have testimony services, usually on Sunday nights when we'd have service, testimony services. Well, my dad would say, you have to be real careful with that, because you'll have the ones that praise the Lord, you know, the Lord has been good to me. He's touched me. I was struggling, but thank the Lord, you know, and you get the upbeat. And then inevitably you get those ones, well, bless God, you know. Everything's going wrong, you know, the dog ate the cat, and my wife has run off, I really need your prayers, but you know what, God is good. Tell me I'm wrong about that right there. So a lot of what we say and a lot of what we sing, the melody that's in our heart comes out. And so the question again is, what song are we singing today? I think there are times that we do sing gloom, despair, and agony on me. And other times we're on the mountaintop and we're singing victory in Jesus. Amen. So I was doing some research And there's a – wait a minute, I lost my place. Here we go. There are, the Bible is full of all kinds of songs. I was doing some research, and this one guy, when he was researching, and anywhere there was in the passage itself, it said song. This is a song sung by or the song of. And he come up with over 185 different songs that you can find in the Bible. And he went on to say that there are many more that in the verbiage of the passage, it doesn't say this is their song. But you know how in our Bible sometimes it has like a little paragraph lead-in? It'll say the song of, and then you get a poem or you'll get something that's considered a song. So there are many, many songs in the Bible. Songs about battles, songs about victory, songs about funerals, songs about cities being overrun, and songs about seas being split. One of the first songs we can find in the Bible is in Exodus chapter 15. When Moses and Miriam were leading a song of praise to the Lord after crossing the Red Sea, part of it says, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider has been hurled into the sea." So there's a victorious song right there. So we can find all kinds of songs throughout the Bible about many different things. In July of 2011, the Harvard School of Medicine produced an article called Music and Health. And in this article, they said that when music comes into us, obviously it's going to come in through the ear, and once it passes through there, there are different parts of the brain that pick up different things. One part of the brain may pick up the beat. Another part may hit the melody of the music, and the other part, just the noise itself of music. But what they were saying was the brain is totally engaged when music is coming in. And so they did some other studies, and they found out that listening to music or singing music has different effects on the body. They did a study with students. They gave them a blank piece of paper. They gave them a piece of paper to memorize some information on, and it was just a quiet room. And then they gave the same information to a group of students with music playing in the background. I think it was Mozart, so it wasn't like hard rock or something. But the students that were listening to the music in the background did a whole lot better than the students with no noise whatsoever. So that music kind of gave them an opportunity to enhance their learning. They said that music can reduce stress. I agree with that wholeheartedly. They went on to say that it can even lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. I guess this can go along with stress as well. So music can really affect our body, not just how we act, but it also affects other people's perception of what's going on in our lives. In a blog by Babe Estol, she lists 10 benefits of gospel music. Now, I think that's where we should be headed, right? Gospel music. Gospel music encourages us and reminds us of what God has done and the promises he has given us in the Bible. It reminds us of what he's done. It enriches and can cleanse the soul. It gets us in a closer contact with the Lord. Singing praise and worship brings us closer to God and can stir up joy within us. So music is a big part of what our lives can be. And music plays a big part in what we how we feel. So it's important what kind of song we're singing and what kind of songs we're listening to. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 19 says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." Sing unto the Lord. I don't think I have that. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. I know that, I guess I'm a little old-fashioned because mostly the songs I know are songs from the old hymn books, right? I think we can all shake our heads with that. And I think there's times in our lives when we're going through things and certain songs can kind of come to our mind, and we can sing those songs and it'll uplift our spirit. It'll help us through that situation. And I just picked up at random some of the songs that are somewhat well known that we can all sing, right? One of the songs that we can, every Christian can sing is Amazing Grace. If you look at the words in that, there's absolutely nothing that any Christian can't relate to in some way. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You could stop right there and that song can hit every one of us. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. That song was written by a guy named John Newton, and he had a tough life. He was a sea guy, and the story goes that the ship that he was on was off the coast of Scotland, and it was going down. It was in bad seas, and things were just going bad, and the boat was going to sink. And he prayed, said, God, if you get me out of this, you know, I'll serve you. All of a sudden, the sea shifted. It's easy to say, right? Sea shifted. And the cargo and stuff went right towards the hole in the boat and stopped it up enough where they could make it safely and survive that shipwreck. And out of the hardships of his life, that man penned these words. To me, that's amazing. And I think we'll find that as we look at these other ones, it wasn't always the most joyful event that caused these writers to write these words, but these words can speak joy and uplift our spirits today. How about great is thy faithfulness? Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. The world around us changes, and we can say there is a big change just in our society today. But God has not changed. The Bible has not changed. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. This was written by a man named Thomas Chisholm. This guy suffered illness in his adult life, and because of that illness, he was a poor guy. He lived below the poverty line in a small village. And of this circumstance, he said, quote, God has given me many wonderful displays of his proving care, which have filled me with astonishment and gratefulness. Ain't that kind of cool that a guy that's sick, poor, can pen these words that we today can sing and just be an uplift to our spirit? What about blessed assurance? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Again, we could stop right there and we can all sing that song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, and washed in his blood. Amen. Can anybody tell me who wrote that one? Fanny Crosby. When I was reading the story about this song in particular, she met with a lady. Her name was Phoebe Knapp. And she just sat down at the piano and just played a song. No words to it, just a melody. And she asked Fanny, what do you think? And she said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And the song was written from that simple melody. This Fanny Crosby, if you knew anything about her, she was a blind lady. And it's amazing to me that out of that, she can see the gloriousness of heaven. Sometimes troubles can draw us closer to the Lord than we would ever know if we didn't ever experience any trouble. Amen? One of my other favorites, one is, It Is Well. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. First part of that is, when peace like a river attendeth my soul. This is a man that knows peace, but this is also a man that just lost his children at sea. And he's on his way, and he gets to the area that they believe that ship sank and his children died. And he penned these words. It is peace like a river attendeth my way. That's a kind of a peace. That's a kind of an assurance in yourself that only God can give you. You're not going to get that from the world. There are many more, you know. We could go on and on. And when I was telling Cindy that when I'm thinking about this, I got all kinds of music going through my head. You know, he set me free. Once like a bird in prison, he set me free. We shall see the King. On and on and on. Songs that we may need at that time in our life can be brought back to our minds, and we sing those songs. And then all of a sudden we find that, you know, my problem ain't as big as I thought it was. My soul can be joyful because of that. There's one more song that I want to talk to you about just a little bit today because it means a lot. Or it really touched me, I should say. And the song is titled Raise a Hallelujah. It's written by Jonathan and Melissa Helser from Hillsong. The story is that some friends of theirs were taking their child, I think he was two, to the hospital for what they thought was a routine childhood illness. And no big deal, right? We took him to the doctor. They get there, and the kid is sick. And it was part of the Ebola virus that was attacking this child. And as time went on, just a short period of time at that, it became inevitable that the child was going to die. So they called their friends, Jonathan and Melissa. They're on their way to the hospital. Jonathan said that as he's driving to the hospital to see the child for the last time and to pray with the family, that he said that out of my gut, this song came out to face of a giant. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. Let me just read some of the words. It touches me. It may not do nothing for you, but it touches me. It says, I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'll raise a hallelujah on top of the hill when I'm happy, but I'm going to raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. When things aren't going well, I'm going to raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. It's sometimes hard to believe that God can heal somebody. It's sometimes hard to believe that God's going to get you out of this circumstance. But they're raising a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. I'll raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I'll raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I think there are times when we get to a place when we don't know what to say. And if we just start praising and worshiping our Lord, we can raise a hallelujah. We can sing a song of victory. And all of a sudden, the enemy has to go because he can't stand in the presence of the Lord. When we're going through struggles and we have no way out of it, that singing that hallelujah and singing words of praise and praising our Father, then all of a sudden, something inside of us is going a little bit deeper than the unbelief that we may have in our own heart. Goes on to say, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. I think it's important that people hear our praises. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. So again, I ask you, what song are you singing in your heart today? Some of us, like me, can't sing your way out of a wet paper basket. But I believe that when we're praying and singing unto the Lord, it's making a beautiful noise to His ears. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. It doesn't matter what the people around you are thinking. It matters what God is hearing in His heart when He hears you singing His praises. And I'm a strong believer of not just praying, but sometimes just singing a praise. The tune, the melody, the words rhyming and all that, it's out the window. I'm just singing to the Lord right out of my heart what I would be saying audibly. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Amen. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And then one of the really ones I really like is Deuteronomy 20:4. It says, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemy to give you victory. The battle is not ours. We sing that song, the battle belongs to the Lord. It really does belong to him. But we have to engage that in ourselves through praise and worship. And I believe through singing as well. Singing unto the Lord a new song. So what kind of song are you singing today? Are you singing songs that encourage yourself? Are you singing songs that encourage those around you? I sing a lot at work. And I sing all kinds of songs at work. And every now and then I'll throw down some Rodgers and Hammerstein. And they're like Rodgers and Hammerly is what they call it. They don't know any difference. But I'm known for singing. And I don't cut them any slack when it comes to singing praises to the Lord, too. I'll sing it just as loud as I will. Oklahoma. You know? I let them know that there's a joy in my heart. And there's a Savior that I can sing about. And this morning, as I was getting off, I was singing that, I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the enemy, in the storm, in the bay as I'm putting my gear up. And there's fellas out there listening to me. I want them to know that there's something in my heart. So it lifts them up, it lifts me up, and it makes me a better person for it, right? Because it lifts my spirit. So again, the question is, last time, I won't ask you no more. What song is in your heart? What song can you sing? What song is specific to you? There are certain songs that we can all sing, like I've mentioned before, but there are other songs that, man, this is me. And I will sing a new song unto the Lord because that's the song he's put in my heart. That's the song that he has helped me get through my situation with. Amen? Alrighty, that's it. Sing a new song.
Thank you very much, Brian. Yeah, I think we could all relate to that. He said, what song are you singing? I love him better every day. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm singing. So anyway, just to report on Becky. Y'all have been expressing your concern of her surgery last week. She's in the hospital for 5 days. And her recovery is slow but sure, and she's doing better every day. Praise the Lord. Maybe that's what she's singing at home. So anyway, she appreciates your prayers, and she wanted me to be sure and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your prayers and concern. So she'll be ready to go here pretty quick. All right, so let's have a prayer for our prayer request. I already know of several. One is Nita. She called me this morning and said, pray for me. She fractured her wrist, yeah, when she fell. So she sounded pretty good, though. So I said, does it hurt very much right now? And she said, no, it's not really hurting. So that's good. So anyway, pray for God to complete that healing. And we're praying for Ray for strength, healing. Esther? From Joel. And that's a specific request from Carrie. Yeah. For Joel. What?
Jennifer.
For Jennifer. All right. Others? Oh, Dot, yes. I'm glad you put Dot in there. For Bob, yeah, I think he's having some kind of a procedure. Something's going on with him. Yeah, so anyway. All right, well, let's just pray. Lord, we're just lifting up all of these prayer requests. You already know about them. You know every detail of what's needed and your healing available for us. But it's important for us to lift up their names and to exercise our faith and saying, Lord, we believe you're not only able, but you want to heal them. So healing belongs to us, Lord. And we thank you that Jesus accomplished that for us when he died upon the cross and when he was raised from the dead. So Thank you, Lord. We're just sending that healing word to every one of these people right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for that we're able to meet in person today. This is really exciting, and it's a blessing. So we're praying you bless our fellowship, bless this food as we eat it, bless it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.